So I wanted to record a quick bonus podcast to answer the question that I get posed quite frequently, which is, why do I live as a digital nomad? See, I get asked this all the time, especially when I'm staying on an island off the coast of Brazil, which is in the grip of a dengue fever outbreak. And yes, I did catch dengue fever, and no, it wasn't fun. But in true HR fashion, when considering why someone changes jobs, there are both push and pull factors at work as to why I live as a digital nomad. So let's have a quick look at them. In terms of the push factors, there were a few at work. Firstly, the contract on the flat that I was renting expired. And that's the point where I could have signed on for another year or moved out or decided to move somewhere new. And I figured, well, why not try something new? Manchester was fun, but I figured there could be other fun places to try out, right? Second, you know, and this is a bit of optimistic thinking, but the inflation, the recession, the economic crisis the UK was facing wasn't an attractive proposition. And I figured, you know, naively, I could hide it out somewhere where I wouldn't be aware if things were cheaper or more expensive. And then within a year, everything would blow over and I could just go back to perfect Britain. Obviously, very naive, but hey-ho. And the final push factor at work, and this might sound silly, but I hate the British winter. It's so cold and wet and windy and dark. So, yeah, in October, it was either, well, yeah, sign on for another year and experience the UK winter or hide out. So I figured I'd hide out. So all those factors pulled together into a perfect storm to make me want to leave the UK. Well, at least temporarily. In terms of the pull factors, in terms of, you know, why I chose South America, and this might sound a little bit daft to some of you, but I was enthralled by the TV show Race Across the World on BBC. And I just couldn't believe some of the things I was seeing on season two when they toured South America. So that TV show gave me a big urge to go and see these sites for myself. Secondly, I've been learning Spanish for fun for a while, so I figured South America would be a great place to go because then I could practice my language skills. And finally, I'd never been to Latin America, and I figured now would be as good a time to go as any other. It's an incredible place, and I wanted to see some of the cool stuff on offer. So yeah, overall, there were a few factors that made me give up life in the UK for the stunning scenery of Latin America. And overall, I'm glad I made this choice. I've seen beautiful beaches, monumental mountains, awesome architecture, loads of other good stuff too. Now, if you have any questions about this, then feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'll be happy to share some experience and some tips with you if you're considering, you know, your own digital nomad year abroad. And if you just want to hear some stories, then let me know and I'll be happy to share those with you. Bye for now.